In 1913, organizers of the Nampa Harvest Festival decided to spice up the annual farm show with a bucking bronco contest. And by 1937, the contest had grown into a full-blown, nationally recognized rodeo. And today, the Snake River Stampede is one of the top 10 stops on the national rodeo circuit. The rodeo will play to some 10,000 spectators at the Fort Idaho Center in Nampa this year. And joining me to talk about the events are Curtis Homer, a board member with the Snake River Stampede, and Sydney Butler, Miss Rodeo Idaho 2018. Thank you both for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Happy to be here. I love this station.
And I'd like to start, Curtis, with you. If you could tell me about kind of the history of the Stampede, because it is, like we said, it's one of the biggest indoor rodeos in the country.
We've been nominated the last 2 years for one of the top five indoor rodeos in the country. And that, of course, makes us proud from where they, from where their boards back then. You know, when it originally started, the Chamber of Commerce, they were in charge of that, and they appointed people to work with the rodeo. And then it changed over to where they started. They would have board directors. And so right now we have 19 directors on our board. And it's been, we've been in the Idaho Center since 1996. We were in the old Green Queen, if you will, on Garrity from the 50s until 96. And so the Stampede was trying to cooperate with the city to build the Idaho Center. So we traded some land that we owned there on Garrity. And so we get 2 weeks a year that we can have the Idaho Center for our rodeo. And we pay all the bills. It doesn't cost taxpayers anything. And we pay everything for that 2 weeks. And it's a great thing for us, and I think for the city also.
And Sydney, you've been involved, I mean, even before you were Miss Rodeo Idaho. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your history, but how you're involved with the Stampede.
Yes, so I have been going to the Snake River Stampede since I was, you know, in the womb. My mom was a local news anchor, actually, so she would always cover the Snake River Stampede and MC their events. She would MC the Miss Rodeo Idaho pageant, and so I just grew up at the rodeo. I was always running around at the parade or the buckaroo breakfasts. I've been helping out with the pageant for a long time. I actually served as Miss Teen Rodeo Idaho back in 2012, and so it's an honor now to be the reigning queen of the Miss Rodeo, as Miss Rodeo Idaho of the Snake River Stampede. So this week has been so busy. We did the Buckaroo Breakfast starting at 5 o'clock this morning, but the breakfast actually started at 7.
But you had to be there at 5.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am, yes. So it runs tomorrow again at 7 a.m. We've got pancakes, eggs. They have the best sausage in town, actually, I think, for these 2 days. All the proceeds go to 4-H, but we're busy with the Buckaroo Breakfast. We were at the Community Festival Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the rodeo starts tomorrow.
So, Curtis, the rodeo starts tomorrow, and it's not just one day. And because how does that work? I mean, I know you have different types of finals and all of that, but then our favorite thing is on Saturday, the matinee, we take our kids.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Because that is a blast.
Right.
Well, we have fun. I said every year everybody says, are we going to do this again next year individually? You know, and you said, sure, you will. It's a great time. But like today we have this. We had the breakfast. We'll have it again tomorrow. And we'll have our media night tonight with some sponsors and so forth. Then tomorrow will be our first rodeo tomorrow night. The pre-rodeo starts about 6:30. That's with the big-time cowboys and cowgirls. That's the mutton busters.
Oh, yeah.
And the goat tying things. And
not to miss stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You have to see that.
You got to put your kid on a farm animal.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
If you can, you might as well.
So that, and the rodeo starts 7:30 tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, we have Pink on the Dirt Luncheon, which is for the Stampede for the Cure.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. we raise funds. I think over the last 6 years, we've raised over $600,000. It goes for mammograms for the ladies in the valley. And so we have that luncheon on Wednesday from 11 to 1, and then we have another rodeo that night, which is our pink night. That's everyone wears pink.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if a man wears pink, sometimes they call it salmon. You know that.
And, but it's for a good cause.
It mm-hmm. is, and so we love doing it. And so we have a model. At the luncheon, we have the models. We have some survivors that have mm-hmm. worked with us, different ones every year, and they'll model clothes, the Western wear and stuff. And, of course, we have the queens and everyone helping us, the junior queens. And then on Thursday night is our Patriot Night, which is military. We give two free tickets to people in the service or have their military card so they can come and enjoy the rodeo. Then on Friday night is our Hometown Hero Night. So we honor the police and firefighters and paramedics and, you know, all of us. And so we give them tickets to come to the rodeo. And Saturday we have the matinee, and that's non-alcoholic. And, you know, for the matinee. And it's the same rodeo as we have at night.
And I think that's what's great about it is because we started taking our kids a couple of years ago. Look, I'm a city girl. I didn't know much about rodeo. I've covered it over the years. But taking my boys to it, it is fun. It's become a family tradition. And your matinee is great because kids get in free with certain seating.
Yes.
But they see these incredible, you know, bull riders, Broncos. I mean, it is these, because some of these people make it into the finals Saturday night, correct?
Yes, right. They do. So they have to go compete just immediately afterwards. But it's a ton of fun. The kids love it. You always ask the kids what their favorite part is. And the boys say the bull riding.
The bull riding.
Exactly. And the girls always say, you know, either the barrel racing or the queens. Or they say the Snake River Stampede is proud to have the Snake River Stampeders. Mm-hmm. They are a nightlight drill team unlike anything you've ever seen in
the
world.
It is really neat.
So the kids really love that, too. It's great. That's why I love rodeo, is it's a family-friendly event. And it doesn't cost you very much at all. And you'll have a whole lot of fun.
You really will. And then Saturday night is your big grand finale, correct?
Right.
And this is this is where they compete for some pretty big cash prizes, correct?
That's true. This year we have over 700 contestants total. And I think our purse is $450,000 or somewhere around there. So that will be a payout. And that goes to the Cowboys and the Cowgirls, you know. So it's a big payoff. And it's really fun to watch the different people come up. I mean, you have the Wright family out of Utah, okay? Mm-hmm. I think the Wright family has 14 kids, and about half of them are in rodeo. They're all world champions, the dad, the uncle, the brother-in-law, and they come to our rodeos. And so we have a lot of big-name cowboys that come with us every year. And we had the slack starting this morning, which they go through and qualify to make it through later in the week. Mm-hmm. And so if they don't qualify today, they'll even go to some other rodeo.
Oh, really? Okay. So even before the rodeo officially gets started, you're weeding people out.
And that's on the tie-down roping, on the steer wrestling, and the team roping. And then tomorrow we'll do barrel racers. So that's slack. And so we're running that. That starts 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so you can catch that excitement while you're eating your pancakes in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think it's a great family event. And if people want any information, of course, there's always a website. And we will put that up on our website as well if people want more information. It is it is a Treasure Valley tradition. And if you haven't been to it, because we have a lot of people moving in to the Valley, it is worth going and seeing.
Oh, you have to come check out the Snake River Stampede. It's fast-paced, the wildest, fastest show on Earth, you know, the best sport on dirt, and it's all in the comfort air conditioning of the Idaho Center.
It's air conditioned. So that's what's really nice in the middle of July.
It really is. Yeah. Absolutely. Outdoor rodeos are fun, but in the middle of July, it's supposed to be triple digits this week, and personally, there's nothing better than the AC.
But I would agree with you. I want to thank you both for coming in today. My guests, Curtis Homer and Sydney Butler. Sydney, of course, is the reigning Miss Rodeo Idaho 2018. Curtis with the Snake River Stampede.